from there, I'm going to take you to the most asked question of the week. We were addressing it just before the break. How do I stop water from leaking in and about and through my windows? And it's ironic that we're a show and a website designed primarily for Arizona homeowners. But when you log into Google and ask that question, you can get answers from anywhere in the world. And it's just ironic that how many people from Texas were looking for solutions to their home dilemma. How many Texans wanted to know about generators? We covered backup generators a couple weeks ago with our friends at Fox Valley Electric, and everybody wanted Fox Valley Electric to come and install a backup generator.
In Texas.
Yeah, right. In San Antonio. But we do have a lot of water leaks in Arizona, and it is because, not unlike Central Texas, we could go a long time in between rain events. And when you get an event like Texas had that we hope that we get every winter, it's the long drenching rains. And we were talking about paint earlier and how paint is not a vapor barrier. The stucco is not a vapor barrier. You must have paint and good paint over the stucco to stop the water penetration. And when we go 6, 7, 8, 9 months with no moisture, and your caulk between the stucco and the window frame is 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 years old, and it's beginning to get dry, it's beginning to get brittle, it's peeling back, and we have these long winter rains, that's much different than a 5-minute hard shower that we get during monsoon season in July and August. The long, slow saturating. And many times, people will immediately conclude when they see a leak, water in the house, that it's a roof leak. Well, more often than not, if it's on an exterior wall, stuccoed with a parapet on top, you probably ought to be looking at the parapet and the window and the caulk and the paint before you start looking at the roof. If the water moisture is showing itself on windowsills, window headers, it's probably a stucco, paint, or caulk problem. Now, for those of you in South Texas, if you're in your house and you see the water line coming up outside to where you see fish swimming by your window.
That's a different issue.
I can't help you.
But put out a trout line.
Put out a trout line yep. And move and get in the boat and move to higher ground. So the most asked question of the week, how do I stop water from leaking in and about my windows? Generally speaking, that's stucco, caulk, and paint. All right, there you go.
We had somebody who follows us on, which one is this? Twitter, who said, started my career construction, responding to our topic last hour, as a pipe fitter apprentice, free training, moved on to welding certificate, drafting, ooh, and eventually CAD modeling. Very rewarding work, never laid off, retired after 35 years on a full pension.
Wow.
How can you argue with that?
Man. He'll be setting out a lot of trout lines now.
Yeah, he could set out a lot of trout lines.
I sure hope we had a lot of people set that in motion, just that idea, that open that door, think about that.
I hope so.
You know, we were hiring at Rosie on the House, and I have a ton of applicants coming in from healthcare and restaurant. There's a lot of people shuffling, you know, deciding this isn't what I want, or I want to try something new. So construction is a good choice.
It really is. Our little company, and we're a little company. Rosie Wright Remodeling is just a little company. I mean, we have as much work under design contract right now, as we did all of last year. So everybody's busy. We at Rosie Wright Remodeling are looking for a superintendent. If you think you're good enough to make the grade, go to Rosie Wright Remodeling, take a look at the website, take a look at our GIL quality reviews. That's 100%. If you think you're good enough to maintain our reputation, we'd like to hear from you. Just give us a ring at the 1-888 number during the week and leave us your name, and we'll contact you about fishing out a resume and work experience and whatnot. But I don't know. I called some of my certified remodelers throughout Maricopa County and Tucson. I don't know any of them that aren't hiring right now. If you're in the trades and you want to make a step up
in the construction science technology professional.
That's right. If you want to make a step up, if you're not happy where you are, if you're not given the kind of personal flex time, the benefits, the pay, the respect and that you deserve, you really ought to find someone ROSI certified in your particular work area and give them a call, because I don't know any of them that aren't hired right now. And I mentioned that at ROSI Wright Remodeling, we couldn't take another job if you want us to start before July and August. And a big part of that is building permits. If you have a little job that we can get an over-the-counter permit, you can still give us a call. But a kitchen, a bathroom, a remodel, a design, a room addition that we have to submit to a city for plan review, there isn't a city in Arizona that's turning permits around in less than 6 to 8 weeks. And we're happy when it happens that fast.
You know, a job I would have liked is whoever's doing the renovation work on the Gladys Wright House.
Oh, yeah.
That was bought by somebody, local, an ASU graduate businessman who... some people wanted that demolished. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine taking
a treasure,
a wrecking ball to that?
No.
I couldn't stomach that. Well, luckily somebody bought it, preserving it, and I happened to drive by sometime this week and just noticed that there was construction fencing up and there was work crews in there. I thought, oh man, how cool would that be to be on that restoration project? That would have been a fun project to have. I'm glad to see it being preserved.
We're getting ready to start a remodel on the oldest home in Paradise Valley. Adobe. It's going to be the coolest project. Y'all
film
stay
crew.
Tuned.
Film crew. We got to get that one documented.
All right. All right. We hope y'all have a blessed week. Hope y'all got something out of today's program. And hope you can always find what you're looking for, your house, home, castle, or cabin, at rosyonthehouse.com.